So our Lord sends out his apostles to preach all they learned from Jesus, what Jesus had taught them for a year or two years before he sent them out. And so they were ready to preach the teachings of Jesus, and they went out with nothing but the shirt and the clothes, the tunic and on their back. So they were not burdened by anything. All they brought was the message. They brought themselves and the message of the teachings of Jesus, his gospel, his hope, the joy of the gospel, the good news. They were teaching. They were teaching not just words, not just teachings or philosophy, but they were teaching Jesus Christ. They were preaching him. And not just his wise counsels and teachings, but they were pointing to Jesus, who is going to come in your midst, into your town soon. And they prepared the way for Jesus. So this is a message to us too, as we preach the gospel. We're preaching Jesus, so not just the philosophy, the Christian philosophy. We're teaching a person, Jesus, teaching his Father, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. We're teaching Our Lady, and then the rest of the teachings of Jesus. That's a powerful message to teach a person, Jesus. Jesus, loud and clear, and neon lights. See sometimes on bumper stickers the words Jesus. His name is powerful, those letters, and people are afraid to utter that word. You don't hear it on TV, you don't hear it in the TV programs. But you do. We need to hear the name of Jesus, because they think religion and they think church is all just a bunch of rules and regulations or ethic, but it's primarily a person. So we have to remember to teach that. And, you know, Jesus is not just sending out the 12 apostles. He's sending out all of us. Every Christian, we're called to preach, called to evangelize, spread the words of Jesus. That's our missionary calling and vocation. It's a duty of every Christian. Everyone is baptized, all of you, all of us, religious and priests, and maybe do it a little more and more formally, more obvious ways, but you, the lay people, are to take it to work and family and to their friends, your friends, and spread the teachings of Jesus. Do you do that? Do we do that? Do we do it enough? You know, the longer we are Catholics, the longer we are religious, the longer you are living your faith, the tendency is to wane, to relax, to get accustomed to your way of life, and to say, I've done that before. I've done it, and I'm over that, and I've learned, you know, and now other people leave that for other people. No, this is a test of our perseverance, a test of our fervor, a test of our love for God. Do you preach today? Do you preach as much today as you did when you first were converted, first had the faith? Do you talk about it as much? This is a test. We need to sort of take inventory, look at ourselves. Do we preach as much now as we did then? And if we don't, then we need to change things. We need to change our behavior. We need to change our motives and our desires. Who are we serving? Are we serving ourselves? Are we being relaxed and comfortable, happy with the things that we like to do? Or are we spreading the faith? We doing what Jesus wants? We making Jesus happy? Are we doing what we're called to do, what God made us for? He made us for evangelizing. St. John Paul II was preaching loud and clear the new evangelization is in the church today, and it needs to be proclaimed and lived and spread. The new evangelization and the new world that we have and the new environment and situation that we're in, we need to preach in whatever way we can and in whatever ways we can, and strongly and fervently, not just through our day-to-day private religious practices, but even through our words. Even with our words, We need to say things. We need to plant seeds. We need to encourage people. We need to look for opportunities to say things about our faith, about Jesus, and not be afraid and not to be think that I'm going to turn people off all the time. Of course, we do have to be prudent. We do have to be silent at times. We can't be too preachy at times. We need to look at that. But we can't be quiet all the time either. We can't be clamming up and just say, oh, just my Christian behavior is enough, and that's all I'm going to do. No, we need to reach out. We need to look for opportunities to spread the faith through our parish activities, through catechism, through, you know, things like St. Paul's street evangelization, talking to our family members, talking to our friends about the faith, being ready to speak about our faith, being inclined to do that, being disposed to do that, being on the balls of our feet. To be ready to spread the faith and to teach Jesus, to teach what we have, not just because I am excited about it, because I know so much about our faith, but because it's my duty, and because love goes beyond duty. You know, we have to be mindful of those who don't have the faith. More and more people don't have the faith, and more people are in misery, have no hope, are suicidal, have no direction in life, no purpose. There's so many people in that category, and we could say something to lead them in the right direction. We can point them to a book. We can give them a book. We can talk to them about the faith. We can do whatever we can. We don't have to be a genius, a scholar, a theologian. But we can just tell them about our own private practice of the faith. And if you don't do that, if you don't preach the faith, you know what that is a sign of, probably, that you're not living the faith. Or I'm not. If I'm not eager to spread the faith, I'm probably not living it the way I should. I'm probably not striving for holiness. I'm not probably preaching to myself. You are probably not preaching to yourself if you're not preaching to anybody else. And if you're not, you're waning, you're probably falling into sin, or you're lukewarm. You know, that's you know, it's either one or the other. Either we're growing in the faith and we're spreading the faith, or we're waning and falling and slipping and backsliding. There's only those two choices. So let us get on the road, get us back on the track if we're slipping, as standing on our heels rather than on the balls of our feet, and be inclined to spread the faith. And to pray, and of course we have to start with ourselves. We have to preach to ourselves, I need to correct this, I need to grow in this way, I need to overcome this fault or failing, I need to get rid of these occasions of sin, I need to pray more, I need to go more to the sacraments. And then we can be more ready to give, can't give what we don't have, and so we have to plant fervor, desire, and the fire in our own heart first, before we can plant it in the hearts of others. And we have to remember, we are called, we have a duty to spread the faith, a duty to spread it, which means we have to reach out, we have to get out of our comfort zones, we have to reach out and do what we can do. Think of things, but we do especially what God wants us to do. Be inclined to be open to what God wants us to do, if that means helping out more in the parish, helping out more in some apostolic work, and joining some prayer group or joining some evangelizing group, whatever. You know, we have to be disposed and look for what God wants us to do and do what He wants us to do primarily. Be out sent to send out feelers to God's will, and pray and ask for enlightenment from God, and then pray, ask for the grace to do it, to put into practice. To be true Christians, real Christians, we need to take part in the new evangelization of today. We need to all be members of that, not just the religious and the priests. We can't put it off on them. Put it off on myself, yourself. The lay people have to do it in their place, and we all are part of the body of Christ. We're all participants, contributing in what we are called to do, and what gifts that God has given to us, and to put them into practice as strongly as we can, with all our strength, all our efforts, with the grace of God, asking Him for help and strength, asking especially Our Lady to guide us and instruct us and lead us and be the directress of our apostolic work, of our evangelizing efforts entrusted to Our Lady in our consecration, and to embark if we haven't already, into this new evangelization of today, just as the apostles were called to do this. And as they went out with nothing, we too need to go out with nothing, so to speak, not seeking ourselves, not seeking pride, praise, recognition of anything, but only seeking to spread the word, the good news of Jesus. Get out of the way and let the word go forth through us, the Holy Spirit speak through us, not encumbered by desires for money or advancement or praise or any self-seeking, but only the desire to spread the gospel of Jesus for the good of souls, for the kingdom, spread of the kingdom of God, and the salvation of as many as we can.
Et Jesus.